French riot police charge at a pension reform protest in Paris and knock a man to the ground. Elsewhere, some officers beat people with batons and fire tear gas. Rights groups in France say the police are increasingly using excessive force against demonstrators and intimidatory tactics, including arbitrary arrests.
We did nothing illegal. We were carrying nothing illegal. The arrest and detention was really aggressive and totally unjustified.
I was arrested and I wasn't even taking part in the protest. I was just in a street nearby.
Last week, thousands of people gathered in the city to demand change.
These people have come here to demonstrate against what they say is growing police violence in the demonstrations.
There was so much police violence during the Yellow Vest movement, and then things seemed to get better. But now it's really bad again. They just want to stop us protesting.
But this is the sort of violence that the police say they face. A minority of troublemakers who infiltrate some protests and often target officers like this one. Carried away unconscious by a colleague after being hit in the head by a paving stone.
These radicalized elements from the ultra-left are trying to hold trade union demonstrations hostage. They come to break, hurt and kill police officers and gendarmes. Their goals have nothing to do with the pension reform.
But some say it's the government's approach to policing that's part of the problem.
It's as if the French state doesn't know what to do other than to respond to violence with more violence.
This police union spokesman says there's also a lack of training in parts of the force.
The problem is with training, both at the start in school and then during a career. Unfortunately, it's not very good in France.
Trade unions say that people should be able to protest without fear of violence and that police should focus on the troublemakers, not peaceful demonstrators. So far, though, there's no sign that police methods will change or that the pension reform protests will end. A volatile situation that could get worse. Natasha Butler, Al Jazeera, Paris.